My guest at this time is Oklahoma Republican Congressman Tom Cole, who represents the Sooner State's 4th Congressional District. He's also a member of both the House Appropriations and House Budget Committees. We want to get his thoughts on the ever-ongoing jobs debate and especially what he thinks of some of the initial ideas we're hearing from what we can expect in the president's jobs plan due around Labor Day. And, Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me, Greg.
Let's start with what we do know so far. There's still obviously a lot of details we don't, but some things the president mentioned while on this bus tour in the Midwest included extension of payroll tax cuts that began with last year's lame duck session, and he thinks those could keep going. What's been the impact of those, and what would be the impact of keeping them going?
Well, obviously, for the average American family, it's $1,000 cut in payroll taxes, and that gives them a little bit extra money to spend, presumably helps the economy. The downside, of course, is we're taking money out of the Social Security system at a time when we're already running a deficit, and we know that money's going to have to be made up. But sooner or later, you do have to put the payroll taxes back on simply because there's no other way to fund the system. So, you know, I think it's possible, depending on what else the president put out there for an extension to occur. There'd probably need to be a number of other things that incentivize long-term growth more than I think this does. But again, it's a doable thing. I don't think it's a particularly big thing. If it was as effective as I think the administration hoped it would be, we wouldn't see the kind of jobs numbers we see today.
One of the things that we keep hearing from small business owners and those who represent them, and yourself included, is a lack of certainty right now. Over the past couple of days, we've talked a little bit about lack of certainty when it comes to the influx of regulations, but I know tax policy is another area. What other areas do you think need to be addressed in order to create more certainty for small business owners?
Well, I'd like to see us have a regulatory holiday for a couple of years. It's personally a pet peeve of mine, but every time I talk to small business people, and I've been doing a lot of it over the break, they're concerned about taxes. They want certainty beyond December of 2012, which is what they have today. But, boy, I cannot talk to anyone who doesn't have some horror story about the EPA or OSHA or the Department of Labor just really being difficult. Or, frankly, if you're in the financial industry, the banking, credit union, what have you, the Dodd-Frank bill and everything that's doing to them. So I think we've got to slow down, stop at least for a while, this just explosion of regulation out of the Obama administration. I'd also like to see us do some things to incentivize stranded American capital overseas. This isn't a small business issue, but we know we've got well over $1 trillion in profits of American companies sitting overseas because they've been they pay taxes for them over there. If they bring them back here, they're taxed again. So the inclination is to leave them where they're at and simply recapitalize their opportunity. If we brought them back at a much lower tax rate and perhaps said, look, if you bring it back and you spend it on the purchase of American equipment, you spend it on hiring additional workers in your own firm, we'll give you a really good deal. I think that would inject some needed stimulus and would not be public money. It would actually result in real jobs. I'm also a big fan of accelerated depreciation for equipment purchases and tax credits for small businesses. I've seen it work. We've done it several times, and it almost immediately, small firms start to purchase things that they need that they know they can write them off in a reasonable period of time. So those are some things I hope the president's considering. But quite frankly, we get a new set of proposals, usually not written down but verbal, every other day from the administration. So until we actually see something in writing that we can react to, it's very, very difficult to know how to gauge how serious the president is.
We're talking with Oklahoma Republican Congressman Tom Cole. And Congressman, in terms of the small business owners who would fall into the upper individual tax bracket if their businesses are classified that way, what would be the impact on their job creation ability if, in fact, the president's quote-unquote balanced approach were to go through?
Oh, you're going to lose thousands and thousands of jobs. And again, indeed, that's one of the reasons why hiring has been slow. I mean, if you're an S corporation and your money is taxed at an individual rate, even though it's being spent on other things, on the operation of your business, and you know that rate is liable to go up in December of 2012, you're stacking cash now, and as opposed to actually hiring people and purchasing equipment. So I think the president's tax proposals are absolutely counterproductive. And we also have an administration that's talking long-term about raising capital gains tax, too. That's, again, another really bad idea. We want to encourage people to invest in economic growth, not discourage them by raising taxes on investment capital.
Before even really divulging a lot of the details, the president said this will be a detailed plan. It will come next month. And if the congressional Republicans, meaning you and your House colleagues in particular, don't go along with it, then, well, he's going to have to run against the Republican Congress as a do-nothing Congress who decided to put party ahead of country. How do you respond to that?
Well, that makes me think that the whole thing is political rather than substantive. The president's setting up a straw man so he can knock him down, and it makes you think, well, gosh, he's going to present a bunch of proposals that he really doesn't believe can possibly pass, so he's got the excuse to sort of beat up on Congress. That's a pretty easy fight to pick. Congress is pretty unpopular right now, and quite often for good reason. But at the end of the day, this is another classic shift the blame effort by the administration. Look, it's been the president that's been in office. He had 2 years of whatever he wanted, a stimulus plan that failed, a health care plan that's slowing down the economy, threats of raising taxes. I think at the end of the day, while the American people are going to be justly critical of Congress, they're going to be much more critical of the administration. So, that kind of rhetoric certainly isn't something that paves the way for bipartisan cooperation.
What will Republicans in the House and potentially the Senate be countering with in terms of a jobs creation platform?
Well, I think the things that I laid out today, we've had any number of Republican job creation bill, but I think, repatriation of stranded capital, the free trade agreements, which have been sitting on the president's desk for literally 4 years with Panama, Colombia, and South Korea. We know those would create jobs. Accelerated depreciation. We've already passed through the House a patent reform bill that we think will incentivize a new invention in America. So there's lots of things we can do. I would expect the House and the Senate could work out a highway bill so we could move ahead with some needed infrastructure. But, the president's been more or less a bystander in most of this and has not been leading. And that's what presidents are supposed to do. So, look, I welcome the fact that he's actually going to put a set of proposals out there. But I got to tell you, it's a first, at least since the Republicans took the House. He's not been very aggressive about offering a legislative agenda that could actually, really help the economy and create jobs.
Well, he's got a little bit of time before that presentation in early September. We'll see exactly what he has to say then. Congressman, it's always good to have you with us. Thanks for your time.
Hey, Greg, my privilege. Thank you.
Oklahoma Republican Congressman Tom Cole represents his state's 4th Congressional District, member of both the House Budget and Appropriations Committees. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.